WTOP News Time, 3:43.
Today on Core Values, what's in a gnome?
Last night, 40,686 people showed up at Nats Park in hope of claiming a free Jason Wirth garden gnome. The curious giveaway created massive crowds in the subway and on the roadways around the park. It was a masterstroke of promotion by the Nationals. Otherwise, a Tuesday game against the woeful Mets would probably attract under 30,000 fans, and so the extra seats sold had to more than make up for the cost of the gnomes. Of course, of the 40,686 gnome-hungry people in attendance, 15,686 were greatly disappointed because the Nats ran out of the giveaway an hour before the game began. Later, virtually the entire crowd, gnomed and gnomeless, went home unhappy after the Nats played one of their worst games of the season. I find the appeal of garden gnomes a bit of a mystery. I mean, exactly what does one do with a garden gnome? Frighten rabbits away? By the way, I checked on eBay, and if you really want your own Jason Wirth garden gnome, you can have one for about $40, because apparently Gnome Sweet Gnome is a baseball fan's core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.